As I do at the end of every year at the Bob Davis Podcasts, it's time to thank people who have had an impact for me this year and to express gratitude for the impact subscribers, listeners, friends, clients, family, and anybody else. And also to wish everybody a happy new year in 2019. So we're going to do that in podcast 792, the Bob Davis Podcasts. Well, so many things these days are commodities, and you've heard me talk about this before. When you are actually buying something that is important to you, you don't want to buy it in a way that you buy a commodity. And this is where we talk about Johannkin Jewelers in the Crystal Shopping Center, because when something is important to you, you want to have somebody working on it, selling it to you, fixing it, who also knows and feels that it is important. And one of the first things that you learn if you go to Johannkin Jewelers and talk to Todd Johannkin is he cares. He cares about the service he's delivering. He cares about the products, the gems and so forth, and the watches and the settings that he can do and all the things that he can do when it comes to jewelry. He cares a lot, and that's really, really important. So when we talk about important things, whether it's a wedding ring, your grandfather's watch, a Rolex that needs to be serviced, or if you're looking for a new watch, or if you're trying to make sure that the diamonds in your wedding ring or your wife's wedding ring are secure, because sometimes they fall out, especially after you've had it for a while, or you want a new setting, you know, that's when we talk about Johannkin Jewelers. So let me tell you, Johannkin is the jewelers you can trust. They're in Crystal, Minnesota. It's been in the same family since 1886. Johannkin's is local. It's family. Like the things that are important to you. Johannkin's is known for rebuilding and repairing crowns and settings to perfection. They have a great selection of diamonds and gemstones, and they will walk you through it. Any and all jewelry repairs, you know they're going to be there, you know, obviously, if you have to bring something back or get something repaired or put it in a new setting. And they do great watch restoration and service. They have an amazing selection of these vintage wristwatches and timepieces that you have to see to believe. And yes, they are for sale. So check out johannkinjewelers.net. Johannkin's at 115 Willow Bend in Crystal, in the Crystal Shopping Center, 763-537-7233. 763-537-7233. Or click on the elegant Johannkin Jewelers banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcasts.com. You're going to hear me thank Mark Korn at DepoStar. In the news these days, you hear a lot of talk about tariffs, and some companies are preparing to bring some of their manufacturing back to the U.S. If you're doing something overseas, if you're a small business considering American manufacturing, remember DepoStar, American design, engineering, and manufacturing. Visit DepoStar at DepoStar.com, DepoStar, DepoStar.com. I don't send out Christmas cards or New Year's cards. This is my tradition. I do it with the podcasts. And it is a chance to thank clients, listeners, and subscribers and people who have had an impact on me in the past year, thus clearing the decks for a brand new year. And I'm really welcoming 2019, because this has actually been 2017 was kind of tough. 2018 was a tough year for me. I don't know about you, but it was not I'm not going to say it was a bad year. It was actually a great year, but it was a tough year. So the first person I have to thank in this podcast is the general manager of the Bob Davis Podcast, my mom, who never misses a single podcast, no matter what is going on. And the general manager really stepped up this year to help out, and I really appreciate that. Thank you, and I hope I can return the favor. And I want to thank my business networking group, which is going to go unnamed, and I will talk about them toward the end of the podcast. They are unnamed because they are a secret weapon. So here's why. So you go around and you tell people, I'm a podcaster. And people just don't understand what you're talking about. They think that you're doing it in your basement for fun because it's a hobby. And I'm probably one of the only podcasters who has been able to create a tiny little micro business out of podcasting. And people start small businesses because they have a passion for something. They seldom think about how it's going to actually be a profitable business and grow as a real business. And that has certainly been true of me from the beginning in 2009 when I actually started podcasting. And then in, I think it was 2013 when I really, you know, said, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And I've been through all kinds of changes financially and all kinds of changes in terms of business, but I am staying with it. And this is certainly true. And so I don't want to say who my business networking group is. And between the networking group and the general manager, I'm starting to apply the lessons of business and actually starting to grow a business. So here is to more growth and better business in 2019. I'll talk about that a little bit more. I don't say these things lightly. If you're in business for yourself, then you know what I'm talking about. And we all know about networking, right? We know, and this is probably the most significant thing that's happened for me in 2018. You'd go to these cocktail party business networking things, and it doesn't seem to have any connection. So unless you're formally networking, then you're really not networking. But if you're in business for yourself, you know how important networking is. And until I started networking with real people in real small businesses and medium-sized businesses, I didn't realize that there were other people who have gone through what I am going through. And I've talked about it in podcasts this year, but probably one of the best lessons, and there have been many, came from a very successful businesswoman in the group who told me how much she had to sacrifice at the beginning when she started her business. And she said, if you can't experience pain and difficulties in the formation and growth of a business, then you can't be successful. And it has been a challenge. There's no question about it. But I think I've learned a lot, and I've applied the lessons of what I've learned. And I'll talk more about that towards the end of the podcast. So who do we thank? As always, there are businesses I have to thank, whether they advertise with me this year or not. And at the top of that list is Ed Johnson at X Government Cars, who actually got me started, because Ed is the person that said, you know, if you really want to do this, don't think about what you're doing. Just do it. Get it up there. Throw it up against the wall, basically. Get the website up and just see what happens. And that's probably the best advice I've ever heard. Ed also famously remarked one time somebody was criticizing somebody's dream, and he said, hey, that's his dream. That's not your dream. Let him have his dream. And I have never forgotten some of those real simple basic business lessons. And Ed, you know, I was over at X Government Cars recently, and he had a Crown Vic in there. He was painting flat black and putting giant tires on it, and he was going to send it out to some mud race thing, and he was super excited about it. It was a Sunday or a Saturday, and he's in there painting this car. You know, that's, again, sticking to the knitting, doing what he does, coming up with new ideas. Those are all great lessons. Another huge influence and positive influence in terms of business is Greg Ryan at Ryan Plumbing and Heating. He's been a strong supporter of the podcast mission almost from the beginning. Again, people who have been in business for a while, the lessons that they impart are very simple lessons. And sometimes you can't hear them because you don't understand, you're not there yet, or you don't agree or whatever. But as time goes on, I've learned that the most complex lessons are usually expressed by people who know because they know, and they're expressed in the most simplistic of terms. And that's kind of stealthy. At the top of the list of clients to thank in 2018, gotta say that the guys at ReliaFund are fantastic. This is my payment processor, Kevin Hill especially, and Greg Lowry. They have been patient and supportive, and there isn't much I wouldn't do for the guys at ReliaFund. It's a great payment processor. I have to thank Dave Forbes at Brush Studio for getting behind the podcast early as well. Dave and my friend Mark Corn have really been instrumental in supporting the podcast effort through the air shows at EAA. Mark Corn is at Depot Star and Alpha Systems. And yeah, formally want to thank Mark Corn at Depot Star. It's been a long relationship that we've had as a sponsor, and I get to drive him crazy when we get together at Perkins and Osseo every now and then, and and that's always fun. Want to thank Ken Madden and all the guys at Ciro Motorcycle Parts and Accessories for trying something they really didn't want to try and staying with it. And I think it's because Ken was such an adamant advocate for podcasting and YouTube efforts that we got to work together. And as part of that effort, I also have to thank the guys at Law Abiding Biker and Sandoval Rides for setting an example of how to dominate a market segment in YouTube and to deliver for clients. I talk a lot about people that want to do video on YouTube or just, you know, throw a video up on Facebook. You know, visit Law Abiding Biker's YouTube site or even Sandoval Rides, because you're going to see that there is a fair amount of production in order to do really good how-to videos or really good lifestyle videos. And I mean, these are motorcycle videos, but what they do is actually pretty amazing. And speaking of business, you know, Law Abiding Biker suffered a fire this year. I think that was this year. It might have been last year. Pretty sure it was this year. And, you know, setbacks occur all the time in business. And I'm they're back on the horse and they're doing really well. So thanks to you guys in 2018. Got to thank Joe Berg at The Water Butler, first guy in my business networking group to take a chance on me. And while I have a strong opinion about what works in advertising and what doesn't, it's always good to have conversations with these guys who have to run these service businesses, because you learn how they evaluate what is real value and what isn't. I actually have two plumbers advertising at thebobdavispodcast.com, and they are both great businessmen and ask tough questions when it comes to what podcasting is and what it does. Of course, water purification is a different, you know, product category in that home category, but so many of the Bob Davis Podcast listeners and subscribers are interested in home improvements and things of that nature. So newer advertisers who have come on board in 2018 include John D. Scott of Hoffman Hamer and Associates. I've never advertised a lawyer, and I'm really having fun advertising with John, who is very has a very dry sense of humor and is so engaging, and yet not doesn't seem to be an extrovert. Now, maybe, John, you are an extrovert, but he tells great stories about his business. And again, somebody who is meticulous and detail-oriented and so entertaining, and yet you'd never think so if you just you know, talk to him, because he's kind of quiet and it's kind of fun. But, I mean, what would you expect from a lawyer, right? Also, Todd Johankin from Johankin Jewelers for many things. First of all, showing me how a family business can survive for more than 100 years in the same family. And for anybody, again, in business, you know, that's a huge achievement and a quiet supporter of the podcast. I love my visit to Johankin a couple times a month and my introduction to the best Mexican restaurant in Crystal. And not just Todd, but all the guys there at Johankin. It's fun because I went over there, you know, we end up having visits. I go over to Johankin and he gives me a hard time. And at one point he was like, here, I'll give you a watch, you know, and I know he wasn't serious, but I tell everybody that Todd said, here, take a watch and that will be the payment for it's worth $1,200. And I said, well, I'd have to just sell it back to you. So that was really funny. I want to thank Jason at Cartridge World. Jason is the first guy that walked up to me in my business networking group and said, hey, I listen to your podcast. And I was like, what? Wow. It's always an amazing thing to meet people that you don't know who listen to your podcast, because for many of us podcasters, we just think we're just talking out into the air and nobody's listening. So it's kind of neat. Jason said, an extra set of cartridges to the general manager of the Bob Davis Podcasts, and didn't charge her, and that was fantastic. Also want to thank Ben Harris and the group and Robbie Bauman. Of course, Robbie is the gentleman farmer, so if you listen to that podcast, you'll hear what he was up to last summer, and many, many, many others in the group that I would thank all of them. Also want to thank Twyla Braze at the Citizens Council on Health Freedom. I have never advertised a 501c3, which I think is what Citizens Council on Health Freedom is. Maybe it's not a C3, I don't know, but it's basically a charity group that advocates for health, health care, I guess you could say health insurance and medical care reform. And Twyla asked me to MC the CCHF annual banquet. I don't like necessarily to MC. I've had some bad experiences with emceeing, and I was really nervous to do it because, first of all, Twyla's really exacting. And when we did, and I think I talked about this, but the night of the event, she comes up with this itinerary that's literally minute by minute, and it's you know, I'm like, okay, you know, I don't know how this is going to go, but I really had a really good time, and it turned out to be a riot, and I actually threw out some of the best comedic lines I think I ever have in that meeting, and it was wonderful. So thanks, Twyla, for letting me do that, and I hope I get to advertise CCHF's efforts in 2019. And the newest client at the Bob Davis podcast, Randy from Whitetail Builders, coming on board for the podcast in December through February. And as you have heard, he does fantastic work, and I wish him all the luck in 2019. So what are your dreams, especially this holiday season? You've been in your house, you've been hanging out, people have been coming over, and you've been looking around thinking about, hey, you know, I've dreamed for a long time about having a man cave in the garage or finishing off the basement or adding a room to build your dream. The first thing that you need is a builder who's going to be by your side from start to finish. You've heard me talking about Randy at Whitetail Builders. This is a person who will be there through the whole thing so that your expectations are met. With Whitetail Builders, the process is just as important as the end result. I know Randy at Whitetail, and I know that he lives this. I know people who have used him, and he lives this, and they do great work. And so I am happy to refer you to Whitetail Builders of Andover, Minnesota. They're online at whitetailbuildersinc.com. Click there. You can see all the stuff they've done. It's a great website. You can also leave your name and number and tell Whitetail your dreams, or call Randy Graybaugh at 612-282-8801. That's 612-282-8801. Here's the deal. Whitetail is focused on details. Whitetail is going to be there with you every step of the way. Whitetail Builders, remember, 612-282-8801. Lots of people interested in home improvement listening to the BobDavisPodcast.com. If you're thinking about making an addition or anything like that, Whitetail is what you want to do. 612-282-8801, 612-282-8801, or click on the Whitetail banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. Now, many of you have subscribed and donated to the Bob Davis Podcast Mobile Podcast Command. 2018 has been a tough year, as I said, and Mobile Podcast Command needs some tiny little repairs. Those are expensive, and it's expensive to run. In 2015 and 2016, and really the beginning of 2017, and later even in 2018, you know, I would just take Mobile Podcast Command out, paid no attention to what I was spending on the road, and spent a lot of money. And I'm glad I did, because it opened up a whole... I mean, I've spent so much time talking about travel and how important it is for understanding. So in terms of an investment, I guess it was great. But in terms of a business investment, it didn't return. So the challenge in this coming year is going to be to actually get sponsors for the truck so I can actually cover stories or start looking around for a new Mobile Podcast Command unit. And I am planning on covering the Iowa primaries in early 2020. And then I kind of want to go to New Hampshire, kind of want to go down to South Carolina. And California's primary has been moved up. Kind of want to go out there. And I also still want to take that border trip. So, you know, I'm trying to figure out how to find a sponsor and not to you know, have to rely so much on contributions to run this thing. I do appreciate the contributions to mobile podcasting and, you know, that made it possible to make some of these shorter trips like the Pioneer Power Show in Lesueur. And I want to thank those guys or the air show at Oshkosh. And I am going to be heading out soon in 2019. I'll tell you more about that when I need to. But for the time being, we'll just leave that where it is. But here is to all the listeners and contributors in 2018. Of course, you can still make a donation to the Bob Davis Podcast anytime through PayPal. Just look for the big yellow donate button under the Mobile Podcast Command's picture down in Texas in front of that sort of Quonset Hut type looking building. Click through to the PayPal donate window and you're on your way. Just follow the directions if you want to make a donation. You don't have to. I don't ask for them very often. I just say with people who have, thank you. And so I'm going to thank all the people who contributed because they're awesome. This is the highest compliment that you can pay me, actually, to send money. And I, you know, I don't have a Patreon. I have mixed feelings about asking people for money. This is an advertiser-supported podcast, but I do appreciate it when people do. And you'll know, you know, Sometimes I'll thank people for donations. Sometimes I won't at the very end of the podcast. I'm not sure a lot of people even hear that. You know, I could probably go, again, with Patreon, I could ask for even more. But I believe that this kind of media, to be of any value, should be advertiser-supported, because what we are doing is making you, the audience, available to these clients, the advertisers, and to create real value for businesses and to create, you know, from an economic standpoint, businesses have to create value. I don't think we survive from donations, where people send donations, because it's a whole a paradigm or business model I don't believe in. I also don't believe in putting things behind a paywall. Maybe someday and maybe some things, but I believe podcasting should be advertiser supported. That's my business model and I believe in it. So we're going to start with Jeffrey Dunn, who contributed $100. Really appreciate it. Paul Widmer also contributed $100. Jill and Myron Survey, $50, and you shouldn't have, but I appreciate it. Sue Salomon, $20, and I hope I pronounced your name right, because Sue is contributing all the time. Ed Nass has been a supporter for years of the Bob Davis podcast, whether it's in comment form or just listening. $30 from Ed, and that's the least of what he has contributed over the years. Same for Greg Stamp, who used to call in, I believe, to the radio show, contributed $50. Daniel Auger, $100. Parts by Nate, $20. Sue Salomon, again, as I said, $25. Wayne Nelson, who has contributed over the years many, many times, $75. Wayne Hintermeister, same thing, $40. Really appreciate that. Shout out to Chris Broberg, who contributed $100, and I really appreciate it, Chris. That was at a time when I actually needed I needed money for groceries. So thank you, Chris. Chris is somebody who has also supported the podcast through thick and thin for a long time, and has helped me a lot with the whole, libertarian angle on things, which I have, you know, I had a long process to come from, I hate to admit it, but come from being very moderate to actually understanding that the answer is actually this, this sort of, libertarian idea. And I don't want to claim being a libertarian, because that's another thing that people say. I'm actually much more of an anarchist, a market anarchist, not a left-wing anarchist, but than I was. And so thank you, Chris, for that assistance, because we have had many arguments over the years and it's been all good. Thanks to Kelly Gunderson for $25. Kelly is awesome and a big supporter of podcasts, regardless of who's doing them, and I appreciate that. Many of these people contributed more than once, as I said, and if I could find sponsors for Mobile Podcast Command, I would take down the donate button. So that's something I'm really working on, because, again, that should be supported by advertisers in order to bring value. So if it brings value to an advertiser to, you know, have their name on the truck along with mine and to sponsor these trips, some of the travel podcasts have been some of the most listened to podcasts that I've done. And I've gotten much better at doing them. When I first started out doing the travel podcast, I would just record me driving and talking, and I can't do that anymore. I have to actually stop, talk to people, get sound, and so those travel podcasts are really pieces unto themselves. One thing about the donate button in travel is that sometimes I head out, and I don't know whether I'm going to have enough money to actually make the trip or not. And people always contribute, and I always find somebody makes a contribution, it goes right in the tank. And it is the definition of seek and ye shall find. Oddly enough, I want to thank Dave Hamilton and the other guys at PodSearch. PodSearch has been a great source of people coming to, you know, referrals to the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. And it's great to be on PodSearch, and also the guys who do our streaming. And special thanks to my web guy, Mitch Rossau, who has always been there for me when I panic. Although he said to me the other day, and this was a great compliment, you know, I know when you call me, it's a real problem, because, and I panic. I panic because most of the time, I will try to solve the problems myself. So if I can't solve it, then he knows that it's going to be quite a gig to actually adjust or deal with whatever the problem is. It is not easy to manage artists and WordPress sites, Mitch, and you do a good job of that, and thank you. Also, again, want to thank Ken Madden and Margaret Martine and Mandy Benz for sharing my podcast on Facebook. So shares on Facebook, and I don't really care about Twitter. Some people retweet, and I appreciate that, but Twitter is not, you know, Facebook is not the number one source of referrals to the Bob Davis podcast. Actually, search is, but I appreciate that when people share the podcast post where I post the podcast with the link and click on the link, yada, yada, yada. When I hate to say yada, yada, that dates me to the 90s. I'm sorry. But anyway, it's very extra for people like Ken Madden and Margaret Martine and Mandy Benz to share the podcast on Facebook, because then it helps get the feed into other feeds that, they just wouldn't normally see because of the fascist, because of the fascist control efforts by Facebook to, you know, not offend people. So. And also many, many other people who have commented over the years that are too numerous to mention. Really want to thank my friend Steve Steiner. And I don't know if I actually thanked Steve last year for covering the eclipse together. In fact, I don't even know if I did it an end of the year podcast last year. I don't even know what was going on. I don't even remember New Year's Eve 2018. But when I go out, I do not usually have anybody with me. People have said, hey, I'd like to go with you. And I got to tell you, first of all, mobile podcast command is very primitive. You know, I sleep in a hammock and it's not an RV. So either I have to get it turned into an RV, which I'm kind of loath to do because I don't want to I don't want to ruin it. But it's primitive. And so, you know, Steve and I obviously have camped together over the years. We grew up together and, he's no stranger to primitive, right? And we decided to cover the eclipse together. The genesis of that was that he and I, when we were kids, had gone to, during an eclipse, we built this whole thing and set up telescopes and everything else to document an eclipse a long time ago. And so we decided we were going to cover this total eclipse in August of 2017. We drove down to Maconda, Illinois. And I don't think I had a chance to thank him. I know I thanked him in the podcast, and I don't know what happened. But I will say this. All the stuff about eclipse energy is true. It was we were working under very difficult circumstances. So we left for Southern Illinois by way of Route 1, the so-called Dixie Highway. I think it was like – so the eclipse was on a Monday – I think, and we left Sunday about noon or two or three, and went straight down Route 1. And we didn't think it was going to, for some reason, I didn't think it was going to take as long as it did. We didn't get down to Maconda, which is almost to Kentucky, until like 7 p.m. That's how big Illinois is. And especially when you're going 52, 55 miles an hour on Route 1 and going through towns, which is why I do the back road stuff. But it was difficult when we got there, and everything worked out. It was an incredible experience, as you have noticed if you listen to the Eclipse podcast. But he had to deal with me. When things get tough, I get intense, and both of us are intense people, but he had to deal with me being intense, and I'm I'm kind of sorry for that, but it worked out. And there were a lot more crazy things going on that night besides just me being intense and getting bivouacked and getting dinner cooked because we were both starving. And I had to pull out the hot plate and the camp stove and everything else in order to get dinner. And there are drunk people all around us, and it was just nuts. So there are always people I forget to thank. And if you are not on this list, text me and send me an email through thebobdavispodcast.com, and I'll hit you up on the next podcast. Finally, starting a business is hard. Growing a business and staying with it is also hard, and perhaps harder than starting it. We start businesses with the best of intentions. We often start businesses with savings, which we shouldn't do, by the way. But anyway, and so we feel flush and we feel this sense of freedom, and the going gets tough. And when it does, that's when the tough get going. And so, you know, growing a business is really the hard part. People talk about the concentration phase of the business, and you know, you think, how long is this going to go on, and what am I going to do? And it starts out with you wake up in the morning and you're like, I need to make money. And then you have that experience so much that eventually that's not a state that you're in. You just solve problems constantly. So yes, growing a business and staying with it is very difficult. The main thing I've learned this year is how to care about and work with other businesses to create value, which is the core of the economic challenge of small business. And in order to do that, you have to specifically and really care about other people. And this is not easy for me to do, or even to say, to tell you the truth, because I am so secretive and independent, people often misinterpret this as selfishness. Although, I have to say I'm pretty selfish. And to a certain extent, I think that, you know, I'm kind of a loner. I've always been kind of a loner. I've always been comfortable alone. And for me to ask for help, for me to reach out, for me to care about other people, and for me to do stuff without thinking that I'm going to get something back, even though I'm really not that way. For example, I don't believe that you should help people and say, I help this person anywhere. I don't believe that you should help somebody and post it on Facebook. I think you should help people and they should never know. And, you know, that's probably an impediment to helping people for me. But this is one of the biggest lessons I learned in 2018. It's something I am really grateful for, is learning to care and really help other people and be selfless about it, even though in our networking group, there's a selfish quality about it because we're in business. But to actually care about somebody else's business and care about what somebody else is saying is something that you learn really quick. And I think it's one of the most important things in business. I never thought running a business, you know, I did this because I was a radio guy who wanted to do a podcast. And I thought, I'm going to do this podcast and it's going to be incredible. And the money is going to, I don't know how the money is going to flow in, but it's going to flow in. And over the months and years of doing this, and this is going on the sixth year of the BobDavisPodcast.com, it's being stood up as a small business, and I never thought that it would be so consuming and so endlessly interesting and creative, more creative than my experience. And I'm in a creative business. Yes, you know, this is a creative business. And I don't mean, hey, I'm a farmer and I'm creative, or I'm in contracting and I'm creative. And it is a creative business to be in contracting in those businesses. But I'm saying, you know, when you are content creating and when you are you know, entertaining and trying to be entertaining and entertaining through content creation in any medium, whether it's broadcast or digital or whatever, you know, it's a creative business. And creative businesses are tough because they're intangibles. It is very hard to sell an intangible. It's much easier. I envy those people who are, you know, selling a tangible service. And even those people have, you know, a very difficult time. So when you are selling something intangible, like advertising, and in particular, advertising on a podcast, well, it's a very big challenge. I wouldn't have it any other way. One of the things I've learned about myself this year is that, you know, why make it easy, right? Why not make it as hard as you possibly can? Become a podcaster. But it is great, and I'm very grateful to get up every morning and say, I am paying the rent and the bills with podcasts. I'm certainly not getting rich, but I still have a roof over my head, and I still have insurance, and I still have something to eat. And so, thank you, 2018. There is always 2019 to get Getting Rich Done, so we're working on that in 2019. Happy New Year, and thanks for listening to the Bob Davis Podcasts. Well, it happened late in the year, but I am so appreciative of Jason at Cartridge World because I hate my printer. Why? Because I hate paying a huge amount of money for print cartridges, and Cartridge World is the solution. So the printing here at the Bob Davis Podcast is powered by Cartridge World in Maple Grove. They can save you up to 30% compared to the big box stores. They guarantee their cartridges to perform as good as new. Personally, I think they're better than the ones that you get from the manufacturer. Cartridge World in Maple Grove off of Weaver Lake Road between Dairy Queen and Subway. Here's the number. They can, and by the way, if you're listening to the Bob Davis podcast somewhere else in the world, not Minneapolis and St. Paul, you can still get cartridges from Cartridge World. 763-420-6632. They mail them out. They can also deliver, as I said, on qualifying orders. Click on the banner at the top of the page, thebobdavispodcast.com for Cartridge World. And thanks, you guys, for being part of the Bob Davis podcast in 2018. Thank you for listening to the Bob Davis podcast on iTunes, which is the granddaddy. Couple of new wrinkles for the Bob Davis podcast. Yes, we're available on PodSearch. We're available on Google Play Music, which is also the Google app. We're available on Spotify. We're available on Alexa. We are available through TuneIn, which is also the Alexa link, Stitcher.com, and right off the page at thebobdavispodcasts.com. You can listen to the streaming. You can turn the streaming off and pick a specific podcast and listen to it right on the page. I recommend, if you're going to do that, going ahead and downloading by clicking on the RSS feed or download now, and then you'll have it on your phone and you can play it and it won't stop halfway through, because the problem with Android devices is they're memory gets full. So I put out high quality audio files, and they're way above the IAB standard. So sometimes they choke phones. And I don't care, because I'd rather have high quality than not. Appreciate the likes and the shares and the favoriting and following on Facebook and Twitter. And of course, your donations for mobile podcast command at thebobdavispodcast.com. Happy New Year, everybody. This podcast is dedicated to three people that I lost in the last couple of years who are very important to me. Round the Way Girl, and of course, Oliver Cohn and Alex Pegler.
Hush now, child, and don't cry. Your folks might understand you by and by. Just move on up toward your destination, though you may find from time to time complication. Bite your lip and take the trip, though there may be wet road ahead and you cannot slip. Just move on up, for peace you'll find. Into the steeple of beautiful people, where there's only one kind. So hush now, child, and don't cry.